Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bayer Leverkusen clinched their first ever Bundesliga title. Absolutely amazing scenes. They get
the 5-0 fans are really grabbing.
Yeah. He's like, all right, dude, we're all excited.
But this is so special, because this is a club that had come close in years past, but they had that moniker. You know, it was Leverkusen. And now they can completely shed themselves of that identity, because they are the Bundesliga champions, and they unseat Bayern Munich, who had won it for the last 11, 12 years, and 42, they keep that 42-game unbeaten streak alive. This is the first trophy that they've won this season. They've still got two more to play for.
What's crazy
it's
about
remarkable.
This news is, even in this game, I was a little worried because the fans came down to field level before the game was over. And so Florian Wirtz was a substitute. He comes into the game, and mind you, this is to win the Bundesliga, right? He rotates the squad so well, Xabi Alonso. Florian Wirtz, your top goal scorer on the bench. Grimaldo, your top assist getter on the bench. Frimpong, Palacios, these are your starters on the bench. He rotates them in, so they sub into the game. Florian Wirtz has a hat trick in the end. Mm. But after he scores his first goal, fans want to rush onto the field.
They're like, come on, just give it to us already.
All right.
Before Bayern gets here.
He had to chill people out.
Like, get out. Get off the field.
In the 4-0, people were literally on the field.
Yeah, they're on the field.
They were rushing the field, and he had to tell people to chill.
He's like, just 10 more minutes.
It comes to show you a club who was so close. As a reminder, you mentioned those close calls that they had. In 2002, they lost the Bundesliga and the Champions League in a matter of weeks. That's when the Bundesliga's, when the Leverkusen moniker started, right? It started flourishing. Several of those Leverkusen players went on to play on the Germany national team heading to the World Cup. They lose the World Cup final, so there was a little bit of that bad juju heading even into the national team. It was a really big deal. And then to come this way.
We did it to ourselves, by the way, this weekend.
I was going
to
say, I'm like, for the people knowing, I did the Cornitos, and next thing I know, not only did Liverpool lose, but Arsenal lost.
Yeah, we did it too hard, dude.
Too hard. The Cornitos is a dangerous game.
Yeah. Sometimes you Cornito yourself.
163,000 people live in Leverkusen.
How many people live in Stamford?
How many people exactly?
20,000.
In a greater metropolitan area. Well, okay, there you go.
I made that up. I don't know if that's true.
It's absolutely incredible. What I would have given to be there doing this.
Did you see the image of him just getting absolutely doused by the beer?
Yeah.
It was awesome. It's so great.
The
He's
announcer.
Such a boss.
By the way, we just heard in our ear, it's 137,000.
100 versus 100, 163 in Leverkusen, 137,000 in Stamford.
So that's crazy.
Just so you get an idea.
Yeah.
Call it ballpark.
The announcer, the call he made when the final whistle blew was from Leverkusen to Meisterkusen, which is kind of poetic. You know, you talk about this team that had this sort of curse above their head, and you saw on the side of the screen previously when they had the previous champions, it was all, look at this, all Bayern. That kind of, the weight of something like that.
11 seasons.
The weight of that, 11 seasons, and for you to be the one to win it on your first try, with the 43 wins.
Unbeaten.
Yeah, 43 unbeaten, which is 38-5, 5 draws, 38 wins. It equals the record by any team in the big 5 European leagues. Which was Juventus from May 2011 to May 2012, mm-hmm. to without losing a match. The win one more would be so momentous for a team like this to hold that record, to completely change the course of history for this team, back to when they couldn't win the league or the Champions League in a matter of weeks, as you said, to this. It's got to be beautiful. And for Xabi Alonso to do this, I don't care what happens after this. The guy deserves a statue for what's happening.
Oh, absolutely.
And with a young team.
He took over in the autumn of 2022. I mean, like, this was and they were at the bottom, at the very, very bottom. And this turnaround is just, it's nothing short of remarkable. I could not be happier.
And they lost in Europa League to Mourinho, out of all people, right? He took over for Gerardo Seoane, who had come over from Young Boys in Switzerland. It was sort of a promising project, but it started off well, and then it just took a massive nosedive, and Xabi Alonso had to really resuscitate this team from a pretty dire situation, just given Bayer Leverkusen's standards. They were towards the bottom half of the table. And mind you, they finished the season last season with Xabi Alonso, the Bundesliga, to be specific, with like a 6-match winless streak.
Mm-hmm.
And then just to start their Bundesliga season, like amongst, what's the unbeaten record?
It is 43.
43 games.
Safe match.
So far, they've won the Bundesliga through 29 games unbeaten. That eclipses the previous record held by Bayern Munich to the best unbeaten start in a season in the Bundesliga.
So, managed by Pep Guardiola.
Yeah, the 1913-14 season, his very first season with Bayern Munich.
So Xabi, before he was at Bayern Leverkusen, he was at Real Sociedad?
Yeah,
is that correct?
In the youth
system.
The B team.
And I mean, what an ascent. Because I know that they had that moniker of, you know, they're
his first
never winning. Exactly.
Gig
like
ever.
To be able to step into what is a fairly big club in Europe and to have this level of success is unbelievable. I mean, you just have to. I mean, like,
there's no manager in the world whose stock has shot up.
Oh my gosh!
So significantly.
You just start thinking. You start thinking. You know, like, what is the path for Xabi Alonso, and is he going to rise to the ranks? Are we going to be speaking about him the way we speak about a Pep Guardiola? Or a Jurgen Klopp,
Suze, the funny thing about that is you have two camps, right? The camp that says, stick it out, see out this project. You still have Florian Wirtz, who's 20 years old. Mm. Florian Wirtz tore his ACL and came back, and look at how he's playing now at 20 years old. Grimaldo, who they signed as a free agent at 28 years old. Frimpong, 23. Boniface, 23. Amin Adli, 23.
But it's the best version of all those players.
Because of what Xabi Alonso has done for them. It's not just giving them the opportunity to play, it's coaching them up. You can see that in the way that he carries himself, the way that he goes to training. He's out on the pitch with them. How to strike a ball, what the scenarios for the team.
If you could reinforce.
Incredible.
the squad. Just they're pretty complete.
All right, what
are you going on the market to get?
You got the keeper, Hordecki, he's 34 years old. So,
who was really good this season.
Very good this season. But you could look at the goalkeeper position. Granit Xhaka is 31 years old. Does he have a couple years still at the high level? Yes, but that could be an area where you have to improve. Other than that, Tapsoba, Taha Kusunu, your three center backs,
plus
25, 28, 23, Ngapia, who can also play left wing back, which he did in this game, 22 years old. You are set.
Mm. The only place you can upgrade is the facilities at this point. That's how good this team is playing.
They're only going to get stronger, right? Who are you going to go get? Like, what type of... Like, even in the midfield, you've got Andrić, who historically was their center midfielder, right, for the last couple of seasons, has been pretty good, despite him not being an out-and-out starter when you look at the team sheet, because you've got Ezequiel Palacios and Granit Xhaka. Like, you have a good commodity piece in Robert Andrić, who's come up clutch. And then everywhere else, you've got Adli, you've got
upgrade. If you're talking about
Hoffman.
If you're talking about Champions League, competing in Champions League, I mean, doing the double again, repeating the Bundesliga crown, you have to upgrade, if possible, to get a player who's maybe potentially world class.
Also, think about young players. Remember when Ansu Fati chose Brighton? Because the project there seemed like a good place for a young, aggressive player to go play, maybe get looked at, be put in the shop window. Bayer Leverkusen seems like a really great option. You're going to get coached up by Xabi Alonso. You're going to develop probably at a faster pace than anywhere else in Bundesliga. And you're going to get a shot to be winning titles, playing in Champions League. If you want to be a depth piece, if you're a young player, this is a great place to go. And you've seen that with Florian Wirtz coming off the bench at moments and being really influential. You forget he's 20 years old. That's how good he's played. If I'm a young player that can kind of pick where they want to go and you want to be in Bundesliga, so, I'd go to Bayer Leverkusen.
But to finish it, what we talked about earlier is the two camps is one, stay with this group because it is a fantastic project, or taking that Liverpool job or taking that big job that's out there because he is the top candidate for most of these clubs.
Madrid post Ancelotti.
Do you say, I'm just going to take it because it might not come, or do you risk, hey, I'm going to stick with this project because can you still sustain this type of quality for next season?
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing. I feel
it in my soul. I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.